From the heartland of America to every nation on Earth, this is Jack Van Impe Presents The Truth in News and Commentary. Here now are Doctors Jack and Rexella Van Impe.
Hello and welcome to Jack Van Impe Presents. Today we're going to be dealing with some things that are very, very close to all of our hearts. The first one is this headline, Abuse of Power. And then the Muslim Brotherhood sees democracy as a ladder. Once they reach where they're going to burn the ladder. Whoa, that is very interesting. We will be examining that for sure. Now, our program is not just about the headlines around the world, but it's about what God has to say about anything that we're facing today. So my first question to Jack would be this: does the Bible address abusive power? You know, power, we have to give an account of this, don't we, Jack?
Oh, we really do, Rexella. And of course, last week I started on the book of Daniel. And lo and behold, I showed you from that book in chapter 2, verses 31 to 34, and chapter 7, verses 7, 8, 20, 24, that there is going to come a world dictator. And there'll be two legs on that image in Daniel 2, and one of them is a Muslim leg and the other a Christian leg. Now, speaking about the subject of abusive power, we have that in Revelation 13, verse 1. A world leader is coming, a dictatorial type of person. And he's going to have control over all kindreds, tongues, people, and nations. This is global. And lo and behold, in verse 11, another one rises with him, and he is one of these false prophets, a religious leader. And he does everything to bring the control of the public to the world dictator. And the Bible speaks about false Christ and false prophets in Matthew chapter 24, verses 5, 11, and 24. And we're seeing it. I'll tell you, we've got religious leaders, false prophets galore, and Jeremiah 14:14 says, God speaking, my prophets are lying prophets in my name. I have not sent them. Be careful who you're listening to. Watch. Remember, the Bible says, test the spirits, whether they're of God. We have ministering spirits, angels, and we have evil spirits, the ones that are out there in space. And we wrestle against these wicked spirits in high places. And it's these wicked spirits that control people, especially all these false preachers nowadays. And that's why 1 Timothy 4:1 says, the Holy Spirit speaks expressly, plainly, that in the latter times some shall depart from the Christian faith, giving heed to seducing spirits, the ones there in heavens that are controlling these blasphemers. And they're preaching doctrines of demons. So that's coming, as these two groups unite for the one world religion. One more thing here. The Bible makes it very plain that they're going to be punished. God says in Matthew 7:15, beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they're ravening wolves. Watch out for what they preach. Verse 21 says, not everyone that says, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Now get this. Many, many will say in that day, Lord, Lord, haven't we preached in your name? And in your name have cast out devils? And in your name have done many wonderful works? Then will I, Jesus, say unto them, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. And what happens to them? You snakes, how shall you escape the damnation of hell? Yeah, I'm still a hellfire preacher. Matthew 23:33, because that's Jesus saying it, and I'll preach whatever Jesus preached.
Now, Jack, we all have to stand before God, yeah. All of us. And I'm sure that there are things perhaps you've done, things I have done, where we try to cover up. But the Bible, I think, makes it, I'm going to ask Jack that, makes it very clear that any cover-up is no longer covered up when we stand before God. It's opened up, not covered up, it's opened up. Only one way that we can get rid of that, and that is to ask the Lord to forgive us. But, Jack, does the Bible make reference to cover-ups? The
Bible says, be sure your sin will find you out, Numbers 32:23, and that's talking to those great officials out there. But payday is coming. The skeletons are coming out of the closets. You're not going to get away with it. You've got to meet God. And the Bible says God shall judge every secret thing. Ecclesiastes 12:14. Romans 2:16. In that day, judgment day, God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ. And Jesus said in Matthew 12:31, every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. And that's for Republicans and Democrats. No one's going to get away with it. And the great morning comes. And you know who's going to do the judging? The Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto his Son. John 5:27. God hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereby he hath given assurance unto all men, and that he hath raised him from the dead, the resurrected one. Jesus is going to be the judge. Acts 17:31. And here is that solemn morning. Revelation 20:11-15. I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, Jesus the judge. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. The sea gave up the dead which were in it. Death and hell, the graves, opened up the dead for them to meet God. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Is your name in that book? Are you really saved? You're not going to get away with all of this wickedness. Be sure your sin will find you out. If not now, then prepare to meet thy God. Amos 4:12.
You know, Jack, I'm so happy that right now the Lord Jesus is not the judge. He's the Savior.
There's only one way to be saved. Paul said, I declare unto you the gospel, 1 Corinthians 15:1. What's that? Verses 3 and 4. That Christ died, he was buried, he rose again, the cross, the burial, and the resurrection. You don't believe it, you're lost. There's a man, a world dictator that's going to rise in this one world government and one world religion. And listen, this false religious prophet is going to point to him as God. And Revelation 13:8 says, all the world worshiped him. And he even gets to the point where he believes it. Daniel 11:36, he magnifies himself above every god, I'm above all of them, like Nero used to do, and Hirohito of Japan. But listen to 2 Thessalonians 2:4. He exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, though, so that he as God sits in the temple of God saying, I am God. There's only one God. His name is Yahweh. And the second member of the Trinity is the Lord Jesus Christ. And he is God. He came and is God over all. Romans 9:5 and 1 Timothy 3:16.
Oh, Jack, that is so good and so very, very true. I just am going to make reference to this, friends, because I said that we'd be talking about the hostility that they are showing to people of biblical faith. And take a look here. There are soldiers. They're praying, holding the line. Chaplains are pursuing their mission in a military suddenly hostile to Christianity and ready to suppress religious freedom.
When they say you're not allowed to pray in the name of Jesus, and Jesus is not allowed to be mentioned, and they can't give out the gospel message, man, this is terrible. a great leader within the military, has a Bible on his desk for 23 years and said, take it off, you can't have it there anymore. We're in trouble. Go ahead,
honey. Yes, absolutely. Well, also, we witnessed what happened in Cairo. Now, I wanted you just to take a look here. Here he is, as he is in power in Cairo, Egypt's new president, that's when he was elected, moves against democracy. Well, look what happened, the Wall Street Journal. Egypt descends into chaos. We are not going the direction we want to go, and on. Dozens killed as Egypt moves into chaos. Then again, the new Freedom and Justice Party leader in Egypt calls for Sharia law. And of course, the Quran is our law. Jihad is our way. The official motto of the Muslim Brotherhood is Allah is our objective. The Prophet is our leader. The Quran is our law. Dying in the way of Allah is our highest hope as it promotes jihad or holy war. The Muslim Brotherhood see democracy as a ladder. There you go. Once they reach where they're going to burn the ladder. And then Egypt's Islamist vows, global caliphate in Jerusalem. There are so many questions I'd like to ask, Jack. So many things about these headlines. But Jack, if you could tie this all together, please.
The Bible teaches that the leader of the New World Order, united with Islam, will adopt the new, get this, set of laws. Sharia law. And that's why Marcy's out now, because 22 million didn't want it, and he's pushing it. That's their goal. Now listen to me very careful. They're going to try to take over Jerusalem soon. They're waiting in Syria. They're waiting in Lebanon, all to make the big move. And there's going to be a horrendous war there. But I'm going to tell you something. Jerusalem will never become the capital of the Muslims. That is against the word of God. 930 times this book says Jerusalem belongs to the Jew, and we've got a president who promised Jerusalem to the Palestinians. He's in trouble with God too. Everything he's doing is in favor of them instead of the people of God, Jews and born-again Christians. Now hear me. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love you. Psalm 122:6. What does that really mean? Well, Jesus comes to rule at Jerusalem, so we're really praying for his return. Thy kingdom come, Matthew 6:10. The Redeemer is going to come to Jerusalem, Isaiah 57:20. Sing and rejoice, O daughters of Jerusalem, because your Messiah, your Christ, your Savior is coming to be with you. And he comes in Luke 1:32. The angel said it to Mary, your son shall be great. He shall be called the Son of the Highest, and he shall sit upon the throne of his father David in Jerusalem. And he shall reign over the house of Israel forever and forever and forever. That's good enough for me, because God gives Israel an everlasting name, Isaiah 56:5.
Oh, Jack, thank you for all the Bible. He made reference to something, a day of judgment. Remember that? I'm so happy that my day of judgment was when Jesus died on the cross. How wonderful that we can come to him right now, be forgiven of anything. You know, we all have things in our lives. As I mentioned many times, you can be forgiven. Come to the Lord right now. As Jack prays that prayer, ask him to be your Savior, your Redeemer right now.
Oh, Rexel, you set that up beautifully. Let me quote a verse. Romans 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnation, no judgment today to them which are in Christ Jesus. Their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Hebrews 8:12, if you confess, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. We all are. And I'm sick of my sin. I'm sick of the way I've been living. Lord Jesus, I want you as my Savior. I want to be cleansed completely today through your sacrifice at the cross. Lord Jesus, I receive you now as my own personal Savior. Pray this in your holy name. Amen.
Amen. Did you pray the prayer? There's my address. Please write to me. I'd love to send you this little book of First Steps in a New Direction. And now, our offer of the week. Oh, you need to have this. Here is our announcer to tell you how you can receive it. Important that you get it.
To order your copy of the DVD, When Death Was Defeated, for a donation of $24.95, or the Jack Van Impe Prophecy Bible with the DVD for a donation of $59.95, have your credit card ready and call toll-free 24 hours a day, 1-800-JVI-7777. To order by mail in the U.S., send your donation to Jack Van Impe Ministries, Box 7004, Troy, Michigan, 48007. In Canada, send your donation to Jack Van Impe Ministries of Canada, Box 1717, Postal Station A, Windsor, Ontario, N9A6Y1.
How important it is for you to understand and have this wonderful video. It's good equipment to fight evil, believe me. So make the order, call right away, or write to us. And you know, friends, I just want to say this. We all feel helpless and hopeless sometimes, and even cut off from the Lord. But the Lord never cuts us off. I want to leave you with this thought. God's help is only a prayer away. Oh, please, always call on Him in this day and age in which we're living. Look forward to being your home again next week. Until then, remember, God cares for you. So do we so very much. Bye-bye.